It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
On Twitter, at Rich Cioli. Also, Kamala is rocking the fake Southern accent. Pretty pathetic. Don't forget, we're going to be live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, coming up on Friday. They are our sponsor of our happy hour, which we are doing right now. So thanks to our friends at the Grand Hotel of Cape May. Book your September to Remember getaway today. And I'll see you Friday for our live show, 3 to 7 p.m. at my happy place, the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Joining me now, David Urban, political commentator for CNN, senior advisor to President Donald Trump, and a man who knows Pennsylvania better than anyone, and officially Mama Zioli's favorite guest. It's a high honor right there.
That's the most, I'm probably most proud of that, Rich, of anything you just said.
You should be, because I've yet to, my mother's never been proud of anything I've ever done, so it's, you should be proud of that,
she
David.
She tells me, she says she's proud of you, buddy, don't worry.
You're too kind. You tweeted out today, and I retweeted it, that early voting begins in 16 days in Pennsylvania.
Holy heck, crazy. Right?
Yeah.
Crazy stuff, but you know what, it's important, and the problem is, in some of the comments I'm looking at, Rich, people are like, oh, early voting's dumb, it's a scam. No, early voting's important because it helps the party get, you know, bank our votes, and it helps us then on election day turn out. We can take you off the list. If we know you voted early, we can scratch your name off and not knock on your door or call you. So it's helpful, and I'd encourage as many people to do it as they can, just because, you know, you never know. You get a flat tire on the way to the polls, you get sick that day, you know, something happens, you get in a car wreck, you don't end up voting. So if you can do it, you know, listen, I prefer, as you know, I prefer that we have one day to vote. I prefer we vote in person. I prefer we have no excuses. I prefer we have voter ID. The normal stuff that normal people in America would go with, right, Rich? But if that's not how the game's played right now, we got to play how the game's played. And so let's make sure we bank the votes. And if you can, vote early. And let's put a bunch in the bank like the Democrats do.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. We got to play with the game we have. We got to maximize it for our advantage. And we can't give up any ground. So early voting, mail-in voting, all these things matter. But you made a really important point, David, which is that this way they know you voted. They don't have to worry about getting you to vote, so they can move on to the next person, which is also key.
When you go on election day, you know this, Rich. You got to go if you're, you know, you got to look and see who's voted, and those who haven't voted, you got to knock and drag, right? It's part of the get out the vote operation on election day. And if we know people have voted, it reduces the number of people you got to bother to call. You got to knock on their doors or call them on the phone and say, have you voted? This is so it simplifies things for us and allows us to, you know, to get an edge just like the Democrats do. I mean, we're going to have to, you know, we have to do everything that's legal, right? Everything that's legal, the Democrats learn to do. And they did some things maybe that, you know, that were challenging the court last time. We're going to have people on the ground this time, making sure that the poll watchers, everything's going to be on the up and up and radically transparent. And I'm hoping that we come across the big W. As you noted, Rich, you know, Kamala Harris is all over the place this past couple of days in the news with this crazy different things, right? The accent, the you know, some of this, the video that surfaced recently about her supporting taxpayer-funded reparations. I just want to hear her explain some of those things to Pennsylvanians, right? I was just in Johnstown on Friday, Rich, with the president. And spent some time with him there again, as I get to do. And he's in good spirits, good mood. The people there were great. Cambria County and, you know, adjoining Blair County, other counties, people are showing up from all over. And, you know, he's going to be out there working, doing his part. And we just got to make sure that we do our part and hold people accountable, hold Kamala Harris and people accountable for these positions that she's taken. And, you know, no one's asked. I just heard you mention it, but, you know, where's the legacy media? Where are the folks asking her about fracking? You know, Dana Bash did an okay job, but got to keep pressing. Everyone needs to ask her about, you know, why are you going to confiscate our guns? You know, why do you think that's okay to take people's guns away? Why do you think it's okay to get rid of people's insurance? You were just saying how great Obamacare is. Now you want to do away with Obamacare and everyone's private insurance? You don't want fracking? You know, we there were 137 workers there at the more than 137, but 137 up on stage from one of the speakers. You know, those people would all be out of a job, right? She's just out of touch with reality, Rich. And you know, fracking is one of those industries in Pennsylvania that gives people hope. You know, they're hopeful that they can, you know, have a great economy once again, like there was when Bethlehem Steel had 30,000 people, or J&L Steel and Maliquipa had 15,000 people back in the day. Fracking has that kind of promise to provide those kind of high-quality jobs in the future, and that's where our economy would be heading if it weren't for the Biden-Harris administration.
And you tweeted this out as well. You should follow David on social media, by the way, at David J. Urban. His tweets are great. And you also pointed out the fact that, yeah, you're talking about 100,000 jobs in Pennsylvania, so that's key in the fracking industry. But it's also even bigger than that. It's all the towns that benefit from it, the landowners that benefit. I mean, it's the biggest economy besides agriculture in Pennsylvania. It's also the key to our future. I mean, there's the real sense of not only American energy independence, but to be able to do things like a liquid natural gas export right here in Philadelphia that they've talked about
huge,
doing,
right?
An export
huge.
Facility.
The
old, yeah, huge.
The old Sunoco place down on the water there.
Yeah. So we need a president who supports it. I just don't believe her. I mean, she lied about it on national television on multiple occasions. She said it during the debate. She did a poetry thing with Jimmy Fallon on his show where she talked about banning fracking.
Terrible. She joked about it. She joked about it. And then people's their jobs. I mean, it's so crazy that nobody's laying a glove on her in this stuff. They're giving her a free pass. Well, the good news is this, Rich. Here's the good news for your listeners. Despite having the best 40 days in modern political history, right? Nobody gets this kind of run. Nobody gets untouched like she's been untouched. She's still kind of either tied or behind Donald Trump, which is great news.
Yeah.
She's doing terribly.
Well, let's talk about that.
I think people realize that she's phony baloney.
Well, I agree with you. And I think that, you know, if you want to try to do a major policy reversal on all these issues, you got to be very, very convincing about how you've really changed your mind on something. And she's not. She's not convincing because she doesn't believe it.
No.
I don't even know if she believed it then
or she was just saying it. Rich, it's just political. Listen, I said this before, too. You know, she said, well, the Inflation Reduction Act, we put lots of things in there that helped us reduce greenhouse gas emissions. It really helped change my mind on where we should be on fracking. Well, that bill was signed by Biden over 2 years ago. If she really felt that strongly about it, right, then she could have voted differently. She could have changed her thing. She could have changed her position 2.5 years ago and come out and done some events in the oil and gas industry and tell people, listen, I now support this. It's political expedience. Once you're the nominee, you come out and say, oh, I changed my mind. It's terrible. You know, people get it. It's a joke.
Yeah. David Urban's with me. It's great to have him on the show. Let's talk about that poll that came out. And you pointed out that in all the key metrics and all the key issues that are important to people, the economy, inflation, the Israel-Hamas war and immigration, Donald Trump is still leading on all of those issues. And it's very consistent with what we've seen in the swing state polls as well.
Yeah, and that's important, too, Rich, because, you know, polls are just a snapshot in time. So you kind of look at it like, OK, it's today, it's tomorrow, this is last week. But the important part about that poll, I think, was that ABC Ipsos polled before the convention and they polled after the convention. And what was consistent between those two polls, the numbers were pretty much the same, but Trump was leading in those areas you just mentioned before her convention and after her convention. So she did nothing, and nothing she's done to date is convince people that she'll be better on the issues that they say in poll after poll are the most important to them, right? The economy. I don't have enough money in my pocket to put gas in my car. Inflation, my dollar doesn't go as far, right? Immigration, all these folks are showing up in the city taking services away. But Mayor Adams, Eric Adams, Democrat, says New York's going to die. He said, we can't take it. It's killing us, right? All these Democratic cities. I'm sure Philadelphia is suffering as well. And then what's going to happen with Israel? Are we going to allow Israel to do what they want to do and go into Rafah? I think if Biden administration would allow that, these kids wouldn't have been dead, right? And so these issues are really big issues that people believe that Donald Trump is the strongest and best suited to kind of handle, and rightfully so, because he handled all these things. Look, if you're thinking about what to do in Israel, I mean, President Trump, they had the Abraham Accords, they moved the embassy to Jerusalem. I mean, they had the, you know, the incredible support for Israel in so many different ways, you know, and this administration, they've kind of, you know, turned their back a little bit on Israel and really have allowed this BDS movement to flourish and allowed some really crazy thoughts and statements to occur that are clearly not only anti-Zionist, I'd say they're anti-Semitic. And, you know, the Democratic Party has a real problem. And so we'll see. Listen, you know, they run races, not polls. I still think, Rich, you know, we need to run. There's two ways, you know, when Arlen Specter used to say two ways to run a race, scared and unopposed, right? So I think you need to run scared. You run through the tape. Hopefully on November 5th we'll have enough votes and it won't be close. There'll be nobody wringing hands, right? No one's going to be worried about doing a recount in Pennsylvania because we win by 100,000 votes. And that's what we're shooting for. And Donald Trump, you know, as I said, was just in Johnstown, was in Wilkes-Barre before that. It's going to be in Harrisburg doing a town hall. It'll be back again, you know, more times than you can count on your hands and toes. And we need all your listeners to make sure they vote and drag their neighbors and friends. This is like vote like your life depends on it, because this one does.
Yeah, no question about it, David Urban. Last question for you, my friend, because I know you got to run. What do you think in terms of how close this will be in terms of the get out the vote effort? Because what worries me is that the effort by Democrats to get out the vote, which right now their request for mail-in ballots is lagging from where it was.
Yep,
but that,
I saw that. Yep.
Yeah, but that could change very quickly. And I worry about the fact that maybe just with the shift from Biden to Harris, they're just not organized or something, because they're not on track to meet where they were in 2020. Certainly not. But that enthusiasm factor, I keep seeing other polls, they say the enthusiasm's there. So how much is this going to be a factor?
That should scare us. It should scare everybody, right? Because they have until October 29th. You know this. You have until October 29th in Pennsylvania to request an absentee ballot. Seems a little nutty, but you do. You know, you drop it in the mail, it'll get mailed, it'll get counted. You can't open Pennsylvania has this crazy law. You can't start counting them until election night, 7 p.m. on election night. But so it's important, right? These things, voter enthusiasm is important. Now, historically, Trump supporters and Trump voters, you know, to kind of paraphrase that Spinal Tap, you know, they go to 11, right? Trump supporters go to 11 on a scale of 10. And I think we're still there. But, you know, the Democrats were like a -4, right? They had foregone all hope. They were done. And then so she's now come back and breathed a little hope into the party. And there's some excitement about her, right? I mean, it's easy to be, you know, feel good about somebody who promises you everything for free and doesn't say anything that affects anybody. That's why it's so important for her to, you know, be pushed on these positions. Like, what are you going to say about reparations? What are you going to say about private health care? What are you going to say about fracking? What are you going to say about all these things? Right now, she's an empty vessel that everyone's pouring their hopes and dreams into. When she just gets, you know, has to put out some poly positions or take a position forced to by the media, then she becomes, you know, 50% of the people are not going to like her, because half of people dislike every issue in America, right? I mean, everybody west of City Line Avenue likes fracking. Everybody east of City Line probably, no, I shouldn't say maybe a little bit west of City Line doesn't like fracking. But, you know, it's you know, she's not going to, she can't be on both sides of every issue like she's trying to now. So I think after the 10th, I think President Trump's going to do well in the debate. And let's see some polling after that. I still feel good about our chances in the Commonwealth. And we just need everybody out there, you know, put a sign in your yard, put a sticker on your car. Make sure you're registered to vote. You know, 13% of people who go to Trump rallies aren't registered to vote. That's incredible. 13%. You take all the time to go to the rally. Just, you know, please register. We need you, right? Need you to register, and we need you to vote. That 13%, those people all registered and voted, we'd win by a landslide.
Yeah, no doubt, my friend. I know we'll talk before the debate, which is in Philadelphia next week, but what advice are you giving President Trump heading into this debate? What does he need to do?
You know, listen, I'm hopeful that he follows the example that he had in the first debate, where he was incredibly disciplined. He provided substantive answers, right? When the mics are off, he didn't try to talk. He let Biden sink himself. I think the same things will hold true here. Talk about the issues. Talk about, you know, what are the costs for when at the beginning of the at the end of the Trump administration, what do you think a cheesesteak costs versus now, right? I'd love to know that fact, right? What did the Pats or Geno's cost at the end of Trump versus now, right? And I'd like to see some of those substantive kind of things raised, and then let Kamala Harris just twist in the wind, just like Biden did. And I assure you that she has to answer questions, and she's not bailed out by the vice president sitting there next to her, and she's actually got to provide substantive answers on Iran, on Israel, on fracking, on guns, on all these issues, on reparations. At the end of that debate, Trump will be declared the victor, and we'll be sailing towards a victory on November 5th. Because the people in the Commonwealth will reject not just Kamala Harris, they'll reject her ideas because they're crazy. They're nutty. They're far out. They're not mainstream Democratic issues anymore. It's become an incredibly progressive party that most Democrats wouldn't recognize.
David Urban, always a pleasure, buddy. Come back and talk to us again next week. In the meantime, watch him on CNN for giving them some common sense they definitely need.
I'll be on tonight. You can watch me tonight, 8 p.m. on Anderson Cooper.
8 p.m. Anderson Cooper will do it. And follow him on social media at David J. Urban. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Rich. Okay, talk to you, man. See you.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rich Cioli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
We will be there live on Friday at the Grand Hotel of Cape May. We'll be there for our live show, 3 to 7 p.m. So join us. I'd love to have you there. Alice is in Quakertown. Alice, how are you?
Good. How are you, Rich?
Doing well.
I love your show.
Thank you.
Listen every day to all of you. Love
Thank
it.
You.
My question is, I know because of free speech, you guys have to put on the advertisements, and it's Harris is on there, you know, I hear with her, it's in her Trump advertisements. Why is not, or are they, the RNC suing Harris on the ad about the 2025 project, which is untrue about Trump being involved in that?
It's a great question. I don't know, and, it's above my pay grade to determine what process they use to determine an ad's eligibility. But if I were in charge, which I'm not, I would question that ad for that reason. And I would reject it on the grounds that that ad is putting out false information. That's what I would do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah,
right.
I think somebody should challenge that.
RNC, you know, who could I call for the RNC to find out that information?
Yeah, it's a good question. Let me think about that one for you. I'll probably text my buddy Linda Kearns, who you hear on the show a lot. She's helping with the effort to protect the vote. I'll ask her her thoughts on that, because you're right. Probably somebody has to challenge it. You know, but you're not supposed to put out misleading information in a political ad. We have to take them, but they're also not supposed
correct.
To have misleading information in them. So,
correct. Okay.
It's a good point.
Thank you very, very much, Rich.
And you're going to hear them. How many more Kamala Harris ads are they going to play now from now until the show ends?
I believe there are six more left. There's one pretty much every ad break.
So, Alice, I may take a gun to my head long before that happens.
I understand.
I shouldn't make. I can't make suicide jokes. I may jump off the roof before that happens. It's better. I can live.
Same result.
I could survive. You don't know that. Alice, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. I could be faster than a speeding bullet. How do you know? You don't know.
It seems like you're getting the same result with either activity.
You don't know how fast I am.
I mean, I'm looking at the drop right now. I don't think you're surviving that fall.
That's four floors. I could survive a drop of four floors.
I think it's more than four floors.
I'll do it right now. I'll jump off right now. Let's go to...
We should do it on, at least do it on YouTube Live.
Yeah, that would be good. YouTube streaming.
I mean, otherwise Greg will yell at us.
Just for the record, I may have broken my thumb by wrestling with my son on a raft on the Delaware River. It's entirely possible that I will not survive that. Or if I trip on the hallway, I may not survive that either. Also, I'm just saying. So,
at least the thumb probably wouldn't get worse.
You know, if you're listening on the app, I don't know if you hear those stupid Kamala Harris ads. I think they may just play over the air.
Yeah, I'm not entirely certain. They do change the ads on the stream versus what you hear listening live. But we've had a lot of people call in and note that they're hearing Kamala Harris quite a bit on our station. So I suspect they might be everywhere.
I would say that this is probably the Kamala Harris campaign taking money and just setting fire to it.
I don't know how many of our listeners she's going to be able to convert with a periodic 60-second commercial. I would venture to guess it is 0%.
I would say 0.0, to quote the great Dean Wormer. 0.0. I mean, Jimmy Matthews is happy today, but that's about it. Ow, I just slammed my thumb again.
Stop touching it. What are you doing?
I didn't mean to. Oh, and you know, Urban pointed this out, too, on Twitter the other day. I meant to bring this up with him. Kamala Harris said she would sign a bill for reparations at one point. She said this with the Reverend Al Sharpton. And it was an act proposed by Representative Sheila Jackson Lee. And if you win, will you sign this bill? This is what she said. Cut 10.
But in the area of reparations for descendants of Africans enslaved. If you elected president, would you sign that bill if it came across your desk?
When I am elected president, I will sign that bill.
Now, Peter Doocy today, a little Doocy time, asked the White House fembot Karine Jean-Pierre, what's up with this fake Southern accent? So before I play that, this is Kamala Harris in Detroit, in Michigan, cut number 11. Take a listen, and then you be the judge if this is a fake Southern accent. Go ahead.
Everywhere I go, I tell people, look, you may not be a union member. You better thank a union member. Sick leave, you better thank a union member for paid leave, you better thank a union member for vacation time. Because what we know is when union wages go up, everybody's wages go up. When union workplaces are safer, every workplace is safer.
Y'all come back now, you hear?
Unions are strong, America is strong.
I say.
We know what we're talking about.
You better thank a union member. So Doocy asked KJP about that today. Take a listen.
Since when does the vice president have what sounds like a Southern accent?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well,
I mean, this is...
She was talking about unions in Detroit using one tone of voice.
Is this something that
same
you think...
Same line...
Okay, Peter.
That she used the same line in Pittsburgh, and it sounded like she at least had some kind of a Southern drawl.
I mean, do you hear the question that you're... I mean, do you think Americans seriously think that this is an important question? They care... You know what they care about? They care about the economy. They care about lowering costs. They care about health care. That's what Americans care about.
So,
that's what they want to hear. They care about, your colleague just asked me about, basically we talked about, went back and forth about democracy and freedom. That's what they care about. I'm not even going to entertain some question about the press. It's just hearing it sounds so ridiculous.
Well, but hearing it is...
The question, I'm talking about the questions, is just insane.
Is that how she talks? In meetings?
I'm just... Peter, we're moving on. We're still moving on. Go ahead.
We're moving on, Peter. We're out. We're done, Peter. You better thank a union member! Oh, man. Oof. Brutal. And if you want to know about the economy, just so you know, Labor Day barbecue costs have skyrocketed under the Biden-Harris administration, or the Harris-Biden administration. Labor Day barbecue costs under Biden-Harris have skyrocketed on their watch. This is an interesting point. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the cost of food for your Labor Day barbecue skyrocketed since the Biden-Harris administration took office in January of 2021. Here are the numbers reflecting how much typical barbecue food has soared under the Biden-Harris administration. Ground beef is up 26%. Hot dogs up 25%. Chicken up 23%. Biscuits are up 28%. Beer is up 16%. Lettuce up 21%. And condiments are up 24%. These are all things that have soared in price since this administration came to town. On January 2021, when former President Trump left office, the inflation rate rested at 1.4%. The inflation rate immediately began a dizzying ascent, although we were told it would be transitory. This is also part of the reason why I don't eat lettuce, just for the record. Based on estimates from the Congressional Budget Office, the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021, the inaptly named Inflation Reduction Act of 2022, and the 2021 Thrifty Food Plan reevaluation combined to increase federal spending by trillions in fiscal years 2021 in 2022. The United States Committee on Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry noted in early March, quote, at a time when the economy was still recovering from COVID-19, supply chain disruptions, this rapid and significant influx of funding overheated consumer demand and contributed to historic inflationary pressure across the entire U.S. economy. Led by food, transportation, energy, and housing costs, consumer prices have increased nearly 20% since January of 2021. The cumulative impact of inflation over the last 37 months is the highest pace of inflation of any administration since President Carter was in office. Now, when Aaron Burnett said to Joe Biden back in May, grocery prices are up 30%, more than 30% since the beginning of the pandemic, and people are spending more on food and groceries than they have at any time really in the past 30 years. I mean, that's a real day-to-day pain that people feel. Biden responded and said, the fact is that if you look at what people have, they have the money to spend.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, one of the ridiculous, dumb ads that I just heard from Kamala Harris earlier today, I think I heard it on Dom's show, but I'm sure it's playing on this show, too. She goes on about how they're going to go after corporate greed and corporate price gougers. So you see the lie that they're still telling, of course, with the help of the corporate media, is that this is all a fugazi. None of these prices are real. The reason why your Labor Day barbecue costs more, I'll tell you why, is because the hamburger people, they all got in a secret phone call. The hot dog people all got in a secret phone call. The chicken people, the biscuit people, and the beer people too, and the lettuce people, and the condiment people. Obviously, there's a condiment group. And the condiment group, and they all got in a phone call too, and they all agreed they would raise prices 24%. And no one from Big Ketchup or Little Ketchup decided that they would be an outlier and slash their prices. Like nobody had the thought, Big Beef, Big Hot Dog, Big Chicken, Big Biscuit, Big Beer, Big Lettuce. I mean, you would think Big Lettuce would at least have a heart, right? Or common sense to think I can undercut all the other lettuce people since they're charging 21% more purely out of greed, purely out of nothing other than greed. I will sell Richie's lettuce for 21% less or even 10% less. And I'll corner the market on lettuce. And by the way, richieslettuce@gmail.com if you'd like to subscribe to my lettuce delivery service. And I could undercut all the other lettuce people out there. Nobody thought to do that. No one in condiment. Not one person. No one in mustard. I mean, I understand the ketchup people are stupid, but mustard, get your S together, all right? Get your S together and undercut all the other mustard people. Condiments are up 24%. Relish, looking at you. So Big Relish, one of you, I don't know who makes all the relish, but one of you should come out with a relish that is 16% lower than everybody else. This is it's a fugazi. It's based on nothing more than greed. It's not real. But this is the lie, of course, of this. And we all know that if you just follow basic economics, if you have the ability in a marketplace to charge less for something to undercut your competition, you'll do that. Your goal is to always make money, so you try to charge as much as you possibly can. But there becomes a point where if you can run a sale on something to beat the competition, that makes sense. You do it. But none of these people in food thought to do that. Not one. Amazing. Amazing how that works. They're all in it together. All the evil, evil corporate food titans and mayo. Don't even get me started on them. Evil bastards. Every single one of them. Especially avocado mayo, which is not mayo. It's not mayonnaise. It's not mayonnaise if you're avocado mayo. That's something else, all right? Oh, it makes me mad.
Why'd you look at me? I'm not eating avocado mayo.
You better not. You'll be off the show so fast your head will spin. Santis.
I feel like I'm treading on thin ice as it is. So, yeah, I'll steer clear of the avocado mayo. Don't worry.
And I got to stop smacking my Chick-fil-A cup down with my left hand and my bad thumb because I keep making it worse. Get all this rage pent up.
Are you still drinking that beverage?
No, I got to refill it again. I'm going to go do that so I don't have to listen to another Kamala Harris ad. I'll be right back. 855-839-1210. Thank you to the Grand Hotel for sponsoring our happy hour. We will be live there on Friday. Come out and see us 3 to 7 p.m. at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, my happy place. And I want to thank my buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, for being our family's dentist. He is. He's my dentist. It's September. It's hard to believe, right? Kids are back at school. And we're going to blink, and the holidays are going to be here before you know it. And that's when you're going to be in a lot of pictures, seeing family and friends. So if you're feeling self-conscious about your smile, I'm telling you, now is the time to schedule your appointment with Dr. Mike Veneria. He's one of Mama Zioli's greatest finds, besides me, of course. As you know, my whole family goes to Dr. Mike. His level of care and commitment to dental excellence is unmatched. So stop putting your appointment off, because you'll be one step closer to having that beautiful smile you love and you will enjoy. Dr. Mike has been named a top dentist in New Jersey for 10 consecutive years. He's respected among his peers as a master of dental implants. So reach out to Dr. Mike today. With two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, schedule your appointment or free implant consultation today for your perfect smile. Call 856-786-2020, 856-786-2020. Or visit VeneriaDental.com. It's V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. Remember, he's my family dentist, and he's going to give you the smile of your dreams, a smile you are going to love. VeneriaDental.com.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All righty, Friday at the Grand Hotel. Hope you're going to come out and see us for our live show. It's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of fun. And I'm told now that, at least from my friend who's listening, that the PHT stream has been marked safe from the Kamala ads. Is that true?
That is the exact opposite of what I've heard.
Really?
I've heard that the stream is littered with the Kamala ads.
Huh. Wow. I don't know. Well, if you come to the Grand Hotel on Friday, you're going to be ad-free. You know why? Because during the breaks, everybody gets up and chit-chats and goes to the bar and starts drinking. So even though we're playing the show in the background, you won't hear it because you'll be at the bar. So look at that. Get a day off. You join us at the Grand Hotel. Day off to listening to that nonsense. I'm not going to make it to Election Day. There's no friggin' way. No way. I'm back one day already. I need another vacation. I'm exhausted. Mentally exhausted.
It's only a four-day week.
Exactly. Every week for me is a four-day week. What are you talking about?
Not anymore.
Traded Monday for Friday. Not anymore. Not until after the election. I think my first Friday off is not going to be until after Thanksgiving.
But really?
No, I think so. It's insane.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. Well, look, we're going to have Election Day on the 5th, and you know what's going to happen. We're not going to get the results in Pennsylvania back. Probably going to be close. There may be nonsense, court challenges. Who knows? I don't see it. I don't see this. I don't know if this election is going to be resolved by Thanksgiving, to be honest. I don't know. What do you think?
That's 3 weeks later. I would hope that it's resolved by then.
Yeah. Well, maybe I can shoot for the 16th, but I don't know. Friday the 16th. I'm going to put it on my calendar now just in case, but it's been a long time. We got to keep our sanity and do my best to keep everybody in a good mood between now and then. I have to. I have to. I can't do anything else. Luckily, I know how to make fun of these people at least better than anybody, so that's good at least. Like Joe Biden, for example, who's not going out in crowds anymore. The Secret Service won't let him. You know why they won't let him? It's like when they won't let Pops leave the nursing home anymore because he's going to wander off into a river. You know what I mean? So you can't let him out of your sight. It's basically like that. Or why I won't let Reagan run on the driveway because there's a road right there. Same situation. But here's Joe Biden was asked about Pennsylvania and whether or not he's going to be campaigning more. And this is what they came up with, right? Because they don't want him on the campaign trail. He's a huge liability to the Harris campaign. But they don't want to make him mad. So they're telling him now that the Secret Service won't let him go out anymore because it's not safe. And he's fallen for this. He's falling for this. Like when you tell a child, like, oh, I have to try all the dark chocolate. There might have might be needles in them. I have to eat all your delicious dark chocolate just in case they're poisoned. So I have to eat all those. Or why I have to always get the Daddy Tax pizza. You know, where I get an extra slice because I got to make sure that one is not poison. So the same thing with Biden. How do we get him to stop coming out on the campaign trail with us? Tell him the Secret Service won't let him go. Great idea. Cut one.
I'm not able to go out the crowds anymore. They don't see the Secret Service doesn't let me.
No, why not?
Well, because it says too dangerous. No one gets to go out.
No, we're not.
We're not.
How do you feel about Pennsylvania right now?
I feel real good about Pennsylvania. I think we're going to lose Pennsylvania.
Too dangerous. They won't let me out. They won't let me out. I can't go out of the house. I can't go out of the White House. They won't let me leave. So that's what they told them. It's like, why you tell your kids you got to be in by at night? Because, well, there might be bad people out there. Really, you just don't want to have to go deal with leaving the house after you've started relaxing and having a glass of wine. You better be back before the sun goes down. I don't know, dangerous people out there. Now, when it comes to Joe Biden's speaking abilities, they appear to have gotten even worse since he dropped out of the presidential race. Biden, of course, has been hiding from the public, did show up yesterday in Pittsburgh on a holiday, Labor Day, when most people were thinking about nothing about politics whatsoever. We all were, though, because we had the whole Eagles snafu, the nonsense with that. We were talking about it, but otherwise, most people yesterday were taking the day off and they were spending it with their family and enjoying the last day of summer. And Joe Biden was out there. They rolled him out of this rally in Pittsburgh on a holiday, on a day where actually I was working too. I did a 3-minute Fox News hit yesterday. That counts. I did a 3-minute Fox News hit on America's Newsroom. That counts as working. All right. I didn't do my radio show, but I did go on Fox for 3 minutes. So it's basically a work day. I'm taking my vacation was cut short. So yeah, rough, but somebody's got to do it, you know. Anyway, here's Biden mumbling, cut two.
You'll no longer be the manufacturing capital of the world. Where the hell is that written? Yeah. We are the greatest manufacturing city or county in the world, state in the world, city in the world. We're going to remain that way. Eric Dean of the Iron Workers, Tim Driscoll of Bricklayer, April Bell of the SEIU. Lee Saunders, Rashman, and a great firm. Boy, Lee. And Jimmy Williams of the Painters Allied Trades and his dad. His dad is a really good man. Mike Coleman, a sheet metal worker. We also got some.
Landshark. That's the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariA. He is the master of implant dentistry, and he's been named a top dentist in New Jersey for 10 consecutive years. Schedule your free implant consultation today for your perfect smile, 856-786-2020. Do me a favor. If you have one of those smart devices in your home, I won't say her name, the A word, ask her. If she can tell you about Donald Trump for president, say blank, why should I vote for Donald Trump for president? Right. And see what she says. And then do the same thing with Kamala Harris. And then let me know how it worked out for you. Because this woman went viral today for posting a video on social media doing just that. I'm not going to play it on the air because if I play it on the air, it literally screws up people listening at home on those stupid devices because it hears itself say its own name. And then it winds up stopping the show. So I'm not going to play it, but just take my word for it. The woman goes viral today for playing this, and she says, blank, why should I vote for Donald Trump? And the little spy machine in your house there that is always listening to you and ready to rat you out if you ever murder your spouse, as it should if you murder your spouse. Not a good thing to do. Don't murder your spouse. But, it's just a point, though. I want to be clear. I don't advocate spouse killing. I feel like in this day and age of cancel culture, I should really go on the record with that one. It's a bold statement. I mean, I used to, but not anymore. So anyway, ask her, say, should I vote for Donald Trump, and she'll turn around and say to you, she won't turn physically, but she'll say, I can't take a position on politics, essentially, something along those lines. And then say, what about Kamala Harris? And you go, well, Kamala Harris would be a groundbreaking first woman president. She's already crossed the Rubicon by becoming the first woman vice president. She's already done this. She's already done that. She's already done this. So do that at home, if you would, and then send me the results of your experiment on social media. You can tweet me at Rich Zeoli. You can also send it on Instagram at Zeoli Show, if you will. If you do that, I appreciate it very much. And just let me know. I mean, they may have updated it by now because this woman posted it this morning and it went super viral very fast. It's always amazing what goes viral in this day and age. But and I thought about grabbing the audio of it, but we've done this in the past with her and we've played her and it just winds up ruining the show. I don't even mention her name because it winds up ruining the show. People will just get thrown off from listening online. So if you're listening on a smart speaker when the show ends, because I don't want you to interrupt it now, or on a break if you want to take a break from listening to the Kamala Harris ads, ask it then. And then, but I need you to listen to all the other ads because all the other advertisers are good. We have one evil advertiser and all the other advertisers are good. So I don't want you to not listen. Besides, I have to listen to them. So if I have to do it, you have to do it then too, please. So, you know. I played this earlier. I'm not going to play it again, but Kornacki broke down why Harris is hardly a lock despite polling momentum, and that is that Trump has run from behind before, and that's good. One of the controversies I saw while I was away was this whole issue regarding Arlington National Cemetery. Well, the Trump campaign put out a message to Kamala Harris from Gold Star families, and you have a number of Gold Star family whose members were killed during the Biden-Harris administration's Afghanistan withdrawal. Spoke out. I don't have time to play it now because it's also a very long cut. But if you get a chance to find that on social media, it's good. These Gold Star families, we talked to some of them at the Republican National Convention when we were in Milwaukee. They have still not heard from her. They have still not gotten a phone call from Kamala Harris. They still have not had her lift up the phone and reach out to them. Joe Biden didn't do it either. And this is a real problem. And we're also, as we're getting into the election crazy season, you're going to hear a lot of crazy, crazy statements said about Donald Trump. You're going to hear him in those stupid ads that are playing about Project 2025. National security editor for NBC News, David Rode, was on Morning Joe this morning, and he talks about how Trump has politicized the Department of Justice. But there's no evidence that elements in the FBI or Biden's DOJ have an anti-Trump agenda. They say this with a straight face as they literally just filed a new indictment against Donald Trump. What, last week? Well, I was on vacation. They did this, I believe, on Friday. They dropped a new indictment. It's essentially the same thing, but it's repackaged given the Supreme Court's ruling. But nevertheless, they didn't turn around and go, ah, you know, it's almost Labor Day. Let's end this nonsense. No. And the sentencing for Donald Trump is coming up, I think, next week or the week after. He's scheduled to be sentenced in New York in the fraud trial there. So I don't know about that. Oh, Amazon did put out a response. Okay, you have it, Matt. What did it say here right now? What did they say? I just saw that. Right. I wasn't checking my text messages.
Yeah, sorry. So the exact response that you would get if you asked Alexa why you should vote for Donald Trump is, I cannot provide content that promotes a specific political party or a specific candidate. Now, if you ask about Kamala Harris, it says that Harris is a strong candidate with a proven track record of accomplishment, and goes on to list a few things. Amazon is aware of this response, and they say that this is an error and that it was quickly fixed, so it shouldn't be happening any longer.
All right,
according to Amazon.
So somebody try it for us at home and then let us know. All right, try it as soon as you can, and then let us know before the show ends. I'd like to hear it. That'd be good. And we have tickets to give away. Want to do that now?
Yes, we should.
All right, let's do it. So I've got two tickets for you. Your caller number 12 at 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210. Pair of tickets to see Donald Trump Jr. with Dom Giordano at the Scottish Rite Auditorium in Collingswood, New Jersey on September 12th. Each ticket also includes a copy of Letters to Trump. Tickets are on sale at 1210wpht.com. All right, good luck. Caller number, what did I say, 12? 10.
12.
Caller number 12 at 855-839-1210. 1210 is our station. I'm also dyslexic, so there's that. Caller number 12. You can get tickets at 1210wphg.com. Man, I'm back on vacation. I really got to go back on vacation. I came back way too early yesterday doing that three-minute Fox News hit. I came back way too early. I should have saw it all the way through to today at 3 o'clock. You know what I mean?
You worked too hard yesterday, yeah.
Worked too hard. Three-minute Fox News hit is a long, it's a lot. It takes a lot out of a man. Had to do it for my home studio. It's a lot. Hey, so
you've been busy during your break. You made your thumb worse. You appeared on Fox News. You talked to Tulsi Gabbard. You talked to Eric Trump. You're a busy man.
Busy man. We did a lot. Did a lot on vacation. You know who else was busy? My liver. Just kidding.
I don't think you're kidding.
I'm not. I have the kids. I can't. I can't do it anymore.
No.
Besides all the ice cream, the sugar high and everything like that and, you know, and so I had to be good. I had to be good. Let me play this for you, too. This is Trump is once again being indicted for trying to outcome the 2020 election. As a reminder from our buddy Tom Elliott at Grabian, here is a corporate media and how they flooded the zone on the eve of Election Day with disinformation about the Biden's corruption helping to ensure his victory. Now, I also should point out to you, if this Eagles Fugazi, and I'll talk a little bit more about that in the 6 o'clock hour, but this Eagles Fugazi, if you want to talk about election interference, if some group did pay for this, then that would be election interference. And we've had people who have been charged. You know, there's a guy going to prison right now for putting out a statement, a joke, a tweet that Election Day was Wednesday. And he put out a joke that you should text, you know, text whatever to vote for Hillary Clinton, and also got in trouble with the Department of Justice. So if somebody put out that fake Eagles poster, and you could tie it to a group, and that group's funded by something, or just an individual did it, if you're going to be fair, you would have to charge them too. Because we've had at least two individuals that I know who have been charged by this Department of Justice, for doing these things. And that's why I want to go back to the other cut. I got distracted again. No, go to the other one. I'm sorry. This is the David Rowe. Trump dangerously politicized the Department of Justice. So his Department of Justice indicted two people, one for putting out a fake text message to, you know, vote by text for Hillary Clinton. And the other one got indicted for letting people know the election was going to be on Wednesday, which, again, these are satirical political posts, but these guys face prison time for it under this Department of Justice. And this Department of Justice just re-indicted Donald Trump on Friday, cut 14.
And you get into some detail, David, about how Donald Trump sought to kind of divide the DOJ and the FBI, and that the fear was real inside those agencies, that they didn't want to cross publicly or even privately the man who could cost them their jobs. So how did he go about that as president?
Publicly humiliating them, publicly threatening them, and privately firing people. When he fired Andy McCabe, the former deputy director of the FBI, and got rid of his pension, that sent a clear message to people in Washington who don't make that much money. You know, he called them a deep state, and I want to say I looked at this in a previous book. I looked at it again in this book. There is no evidence of an organized secret cabal of FBI and DOJ officials who were trying to block Trump or trying to force him out of his office. And the book begins with, it's a meeting a few weeks before the search of Mar-a-Lago, and the hyper-partisanship, the suspicions and the conspiracy theories actually seeped into the FBI and DOJ team that was investigating Mar-a-Lago and the classified documents there, and there was deadlock over to carry out a search. One of the FBI officials thought this is just going to play into Trump's deep state conspiracy theories. DOJ officials said, we've tried to get these documents, we issued a subpoena, he's defied it. And there was a bitter acrimony there between these two groups, and that's alarming. Normally, you know, these people work together well, but you had the kind of suspicion and hyper-partisanship that, you know, is so rife in our politics now, slowing down and delaying an investigation.
And was the FBI...
No, let's just stop. Let's just stop. Let's understand this point. The reason why you had the acrimony and the division is because you had people in there who said, this isn't right. We shouldn't be doing this to the former president of the United States. And yeah, this is going to help him, which it has. But that's the reason why I don't believe this, is because I think that they knew it was going to help him. And they believed at the time that if he became the nominee, he was the easiest to beat. I think they did all of this to try to beat Donald Trump by making him the nominee. I think all of this was done originally to ensure he'd get the nomination. And they made a huge calculated error. D. Smolka on Twitter just texted me and said, Alexa says for both, quote, bots should not influence elections. I wonder what that is. And Anthony's the winner in New Jersey. Anthony, congratulations. That's great. Good for you. Enjoy Donald Trump Jr. That'll be a lot of fun for you. But I don't believe it because, I mean, in terms of the weaponized DOJ, I think that their whole strategy was make sure this guy gets the nomination, and they knew it would help if they went after him. I really believe that. I absolutely really do 100% believe that. All right, listen, Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, they are going to help you because when it comes to getting the absolute best price on a Volvo, nowhere better than Cherry Hill Volvo. And relationships matter. They matter a lot. I say it all the time. It's a guiding principle on how Judith and her team run their business. They build great relationships by providing a luxury Volvo buying experience, always doing what is right, and making sure you drive away completely satisfied with the best deal available. And the result is that so many of their customers, like me, become customers for life. Cherry Hill Volvo has customers who've been with them for as long as 30 years. That's an incredible testament to the high level of service and value they provide. And it's possible you're going to get the absolute best deal on a new Volvo while enjoying fantastic buying experience at Cherry Hill Volvo. They're offering a $15,000 discount on the lease of any in-stock 2024 XC90 Hybrid. Or qualified buyers can lease the incredible C40 for 36 months for less than $500 a month. Cherry Hill Volvo is the most accessible Volvo dealer to Philly and South Jersey right across the bridge. Judith, Yosef, and the entire team look forward to meeting you. I'm telling you, when you think about relationships, the fact that not only does Cherry Hill Volvo stand with us as a sponsor, but we also broadcast live from the Cherry Hill Volvo studios. They are our studio naming sponsor. And I love driving the XC90. It was great to take the kids on vacation in that last week because we had a ton of room. And it's the safest 7-passenger SUV on the road, bar none. That matters to me as a dad, as you know. So reach out to them today, Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.